From LD Entertainment comes the miracle season.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
After the tragic death of volleyball star Caroline Found, West High School's remaining team players must work together in hope of winning the state championship.
I told you to win for a line. If we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Based on the inspiring true story.
Time to take him down.
The miracle season. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at miracleseason.movie.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, welcome to A Few Minutes with God podcast. Today the topic is the love of God. We've been doing a series of podcasts on faith and hope, and today the topic is love. This is episode 34, and you can find the show notes at afewminutswithgodpodcast.com. I want to thank our sponsor, the movie The Miracle Season. If you have a chance to catch it in theaters, I think you will be pleasantly surprised. I was able to preview this film, and I have to say I really, really liked it. It has every element that is high on my list, especially with kids who play sports. And one, it was a volleyball movie, although my kids play softball and baseball. But it was more than that. It was how the life of one young girl impacted her family, her friends, and really the whole town. And it's one of those movies that's sad and happy at the same time. I typically only like happy movies. But this one really hit a core, and I really highly recommend it. You know, it's, again, one of those films that you'll want to watch with your kids if you have them, or even alone. Bring some tissues. It is a tearjerker, but it really has a great, great message. Well, today we are going to talk about the love of God. And I'm going to admit, love is one of those words that is overused. Like, I love coffee, I love chocolate, I love you. It has become diminished by books, movies, television shows. People say it without meaning it. Love is difficult in the human sense. It is messy, and it's sometimes not returned. And when it's not returned, wow, does that hurt? When those we love the most don't return the love or hurt us, it can be devastating in our lives. And there are different types of love. And for the purpose of this podcast, I'm not going to go into all of the different types. I don't feel that I have any type of expertise other than what I've read and searched for in scriptures. And so I want this podcast to be one that you may listen to again, take some notes, and really journal if you have a journal. You know, write down what you get out of this podcast as far as the love of God, and we are going to talk about that in the sense of agape love. Love is the greatest attribute we can give to God. And why shouldn't we use the scriptures to proclaim that as well as to read about it? 1 John 4 through 8 is one of my favorite. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Love is fundamental to all human beings. It is the one thing we crave, to love and to be loved, but also the one thing we so abuse in our brokenness. I remember a friend telling me that when she became a new Christian and heard God described as a loving father, she could not relate because her father never told her he loved her. We use words to describe God, his attributes, but we are limited by our language in describing what is supernatural. God is the creator. We are his creatures. So how difficult it is for us to use words to describe something that we barely understand. His love is amazing, and if we take a moment to discover, to meditate, to be still before the Lord, he and only he will fill us with the wonder of his love. You know, I always say we hurt those we love the most, yet God is steadfast. God, by his very nature, is pure and perfect love. He is unchanging. It is due to his love for us that he gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that is his life. He gave up his life for us so that we could have life with him, everlasting, right? John 15:13, no greater love, right? Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This love of God is known as agape. It is self-giving love. It is not something that comes naturally to us, and that is why it's designated to God, because he exemplifies this by his very being. One of the great things I heard is that, you know, why did God create us? God created us because he is love, and love by its very nature creates. So does this mean we can do no wrong, that God is going to love us no matter what? Kind of yes and no. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. The scriptures are filled with instances where Jesus commands his disciples. He expects our fidelity and says, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. And that's John 15:10. Does this mean God stops loving us? This is where we look to the scriptures for our answers. 1 John 4:15 through 17 says, and we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him. In this way, love has been perfected among us, so that we may have confidence on the day of judgment. For in this world, we are just like him. God never stops loving us, but he calls us into a deeper walk with him. So does this mean we can do no wrong, that God is going to love us no matter what? Kind of yes and no. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. The scriptures are filled with instances where Jesus commands his disciples. He expects our fidelity and says, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. And that's John 15:10. Does this mean God stops loving us? This is where we look to the scriptures for our answers. 1 John 4:15 through 17 says, and we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him. In this way, love has been perfected among us, so that we may have confidence on the day of judgment. For in this world, we are just like him. God never stops loving us, but he calls us into a deeper walk with him. Does this mean we can do no wrong, that we can continue on in our sin? I don't think so. But to remain in God's love, there are conditions, but ultimately the Lord loves us even through sin. We are the ones who turn our backs on him. We are always waiting for the next best thing, right? But he is always waiting with hands outstretched, inviting us into true happiness. Ephesians 2:4 through 8 states, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. And that line, even when we were dead in our trespasses, you know, what does that mean? It means when we were in sin, when we had turned our backs on the Lord. Romans 5:8 states, but God proves his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let me read that again. Romans 5:8. But God proves his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So many of us get glassy-eyed, our minds wander, and we may not realize the significance of those words, which is why I'll ask you to use the show notes. Go over the scriptures, read them, study them, journal about them, and their impact on your life and the life of those you love. When you listen to this, don't think about, oh, I wish this person or this person could listen to this podcast. Apply it to your own life. I've done that. I hear these wonderful scriptures, or I'm praying and something comes to mind and I think, oh, I just wish that I could tell this person about it. And I am, really blessed because I have this podcast so I can tell all of you about it. But I apply this to my life as well. When I talk about these things, I analyze them and say, okay, Lord, how am I doing this in my life? How am I applying Romans 5:8? You love me even though I am a sinner. But I know because of Christ's life, death, and resurrection that you have given me the opportunity of forgiveness. And for that, I love it. I believe that God is love. His love is everlasting, all-encompassing. His love never changes. God's love for you is unconditional. He wants you to change if you are still in sin for yourself. But nothing we can do will ever change God. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what type of car you drive. God's love doesn't hinge on what you do for him. However, if we love God, we will serve him. Not in some mediocre way, I'm going to go to church one time a week, two times a week, even three times a week. That, isn't your proof of your love of God. That is, your proof of your fidelity to wanting to follow the Lord. But how else do we live our lives? If we go to church and we leave and in the parking lot we cut off three people, it's obviously not showing others the love of Christ. We want to love God, not in a mediocre way, but with all we've got. If you've never experienced God's love, that is what I'm going to pray for you today. Dear Lord, I pray that you touch the hearts of those listening, that you open minds to truly understand how much you love all of us. I ask that you allow us to experience your everlasting love, O God, that you take us where we are, but offer through your help and grace to encourage us to be better, to strive for holiness, to strive to listen to your small, still voice and align our plans to your plans. I ask that you help us to discern your will for our lives, for the mission you've laid out before us, for the work we currently do and will do in the future, no matter what our station in life, whether we are single, a wife, a husband, or clergy. Lord, I thank you for all your love for us, your people. I know you care about me, that you love me, and I feel blessed to know that I can count on this love all the days of my life until you call me home. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com. And your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.